In the WTZQ studio with us this morning, Chaplain Molly Garnett, the spiritual care manager at Pardee UNC Healthcare. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
National Healthcare Decisions Day. That's what we want to talk about this morning.
But all right.
Tell me, what exactly is National Healthcare Decisions Day?
It's really just a day. It's a day set aside to focus on advanced care planning. And the day is chosen because it's the day after Tax Day, April 15th. And okay. Benjamin Franklin wisely said once, nothing is certain in life except death and taxes. So it's really just kind of a clever day to remember once a year. Think about your health care decisions, your advanced planning, and review them. Kind of like you change your battery and your
sure
smoke alarm.
Things get updated.
When, yeah.
So advanced planning, we also call, we also see the term advanced directives. Is
right.
that the same thing?
It is.
And what does that mean exactly? What are those advanced directives?
They are decisions that you can make ahead before a crisis hits. You don't want to be making these kinds of decisions in the middle of an emergency. So there are two parts to it. One is to name someone to be your voice, your healthcare power of attorney, your healthcare surrogate, your healthcare agent, those are words often used. Someone who would speak for you if you couldn't speak for yourself, for whatever reason. That's one part. The other part is called a living will, and that is another page of this document that allows you to say how you would want to be treated medically in specifics if you couldn't speak for yourself and things weren't going so great.
What type of decisions do you have to make when you're talking about advanced directive care? What are things you're deciding?
It's more about how aggressively you would want your healthcare team to use artificial support, like ventilators, breathing machines, feeding tubes. Would you want to be kept alive on machines if there were no little hope of meaningful recovery? Would you want that?
And I can only think of the pressure that takes off of the loved ones who are thinking totally emotionally at that time, and that's the only way you can think. But if you've set out your directive to say, this is how I want it done, then they know exactly what your plan is. And that's exactly what this is, right?
It is. It's you saying to your loved one, if everything's been done, and they're saying there's nothing more to be done, then I do not want to be kept alive with artificial support. You never say, we're going to pull the plug or remove support. You never remove support. We're always caring and providing emotional, spiritual support. The support will be there. It's just that mechanical, aggressive intervention. Do you want that or not? Or do you want to allow a natural death?
So, UNC Healthcare does an amazing job of trying to keep people healthy,
absolutely,
which is kind of interesting. So I'm assuming that Pardee UNC Healthcare does the same when it comes to advanced directives. I'm sure they have people there that will help with this.
Absolutely. It is very important. And people are asked when they come in as patients more than once. You're asked during the admission process, do you have an advanced directive? If not, would you like some information about it? It's not required. It's just encouraged.
So deeply. Who is it that helps with advanced directives?
Well, it begins with the admission. The admitting nurse may ask. The case manager may ask as you're thinking about what will happen after discharge. What do you need in the future? Chaplains ask. Our palliative care team ask. Nurses, doctors. It could be anyone. We work well as a clinical team, and so it could come from any one of us.
So I imagine, I know, these are difficult things to talk about. And many times we try to avoid these conversations when we really do not need to avoid these. So let's talk about those advanced directives and why this is so important.
It really is a gift of peace to your family and loved ones. I've been with families who have never had these conversations, and they're faced with a major decision in a crisis, and they're agonizing. And they have said to me, we never talked about this. I don't know what he would want. And I've had the children of the patient at odds with each other because they thought they knew and the other one thought they knew. So it's important. It's a gift of peace to have these conversations ahead so that when the time comes, your loved ones and your healthcare team truly know what you would want, how you would want to be treated.
So National Healthcare Decisions Day is coming up. Tell us again when the date is.
Well, the date is April 16th.
Okay, so it's coming.
Day after tax day.
Right around the corner. So what's Party doing for National Healthcare Decisions Day and helping promote and so forth?
Well, we're doing this interview for one thing.
Well, there you go.
There we are, getting the word out. We will have a table, a booth, and our lobby from 11 to 1 on that day, Tuesday, April 16th. I will be there. We'll have a stack of these documents. We'll have a notary there to answer questions and to get those filled out on the spot if people want to, and just to remind people that it's a good idea. I'm also speaking at an inside party event on April 28th.
Okay.
On that topic.
Fantastic. So we've touched on this a little bit, but as we wrap up our interview this morning, what do you say to people who've never really thought about this? They've never thought about advanced directives. It's just not even on their radar. What do you say to them?
I understand. It's not something we like to think about or we want to think about. It often comes up if we see something on television, and it makes us think then, oh, what if that happened to me? So I would encourage people to have the conversation. That's the most important thing. Doing the documents is good, but having the conversation, talking with your loved ones, and it can be a deeply meaningful, spiritual, intimate conversation to talk about what's important.
So what would you say to somebody who says, oh, that's something I can do later?
Maybe not.
Exactly.
You don't know. And you really don't want to have to make these decisions in a busy emergency room.
And you certainly don't want to put that pressure on someone else to have to make those decisions.
Exactly.
For you.
And you don't want them to struggle and to wonder, did I do the right thing?
Chaplain Molly Garnett, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. Again, Spiritual Care Manager at Pardee UNC Healthcare. If you would like to learn more about how Pardee is recognizing National Healthcare Decisions Day, it's very simple. Just visit PardeeHospital.org.